Hi, and welcome to the Let's Make It Happen podcast with Shekinah Gladden, the self-care educator. When you wake up in the morning, do you feel stressed, depressed, frustrated, scattered brain, a little anxiety, or are you unclear with no motivation to start your day? Well, if that's you, hold on. I'll be back to share with you a simple, easy, and doable remedy to help you start your day on the right track. Well, all right. Welcome back to another episode on the Let's Make It Happen podcast. I'm your host, Shekinah Gladden. Well, let's dive right into today's message, and I'm excited about what I'm going to discuss with you today. I recall one morning I woke up and sat on the side of my bed, feeling uneasy. I didn't sleep well, tired, and just trying to figure out my day. I slowly got up and started moping around. You know how we do, just moping around. Like, what in the world is going on with me? Eventually, I turned on the TV, made a cup of coffee, sat at my desk, just thinking about what I need to do. 30 minutes go by and I'm still sitting in the same position, feeling stuck. Have you ever felt stuck? Now I know a lot of hands should go up. Well, finally I got myself together to start my day, but it took me 2 hours to do so. Who has 2 hours to waste? Can you imagine if I was focused, what I could have accomplished in 2 hours? And I'll tell you, a whole lot. And you're probably thinking the same thing, a whole lot. So after having this weird experience, you know, whatever this cloud, this gray cloud I had going on, I had to do something different because I could not afford another morning like that one. Well, it dawned on me. Ta-da! It kicked in. All I need to do is create a to-do list. Yes, a to-do list. Now, let me tell you, I used to be the to-do list queen. At least I want to think so. Back in the day, I used to keep a to-do list. I mean, I was consistent with it. And by doing so, it enabled me to accomplish so many things, goals, and dreams over the course of the years. And I used to use notepads or planners, trackers, or even sometimes plain sheets of paper. Anything I could use to jot things down that I needed and wanted to do for the day. And this, my friends, helped me structure and organize my day and avoid wasting time. I mean, who wants to waste time? It's not a good feeling. So today's message is get stuff done with a to-do list. What is a to-do list? Basically, a list of tasks like chores and errands and projects or anything that you need, should, or want to complete for the day. Now, you could create your list by adding bullets like symbols such as squares and circles or numbers and letters. You know, some of us are creative and we like to create our own journal and we have to add the bullet points and so forth, and that's fine. But don't get caught up in the method of doing it. You know, have fun, but don't get caught up, because sometimes you'll get caught up in the method that you'll forget to do the task. So I want you to focus on getting things done. But once again, the bullet points, you know, for some people, it helps them to organize and prioritize their tasks. So that's okay, whatever works for you. But once again, keep it simple. So over the years, I have been introduced to a variety of to-do list methods, and honestly, in my opinion, a to-do list should be simple. When you make it complicated by adding 4, 5, 6 different things to do with it, you may forget to do it, or you don't have time to do it, and eventually you stop doing it. A to-do list is like a beacon of light. Just visualize it, this beacon of light helping to guide your day. And it gives you a sense of clarity and purpose and direction for the day. Also, it helps to alleviate that feeling of anxiety or, you know, feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. So although you may encounter in disharmony during your day, like something may happen, let's say you're driving and a truck splatters a rock which hits your windshield. Now you have a crack in your windshield. You're upset, you're frustrated. You know, all of that is going on. But when you have your to-do list, it helps, gives you structure, sets you up for knowing what to do and getting things done. So once again, you may have had something negative happen or something unexpected happen to you, but when you can pull out that to-do list, you can breathe and you can get grounded again, and it gives you a sense of direction on what you need to do at that point. So by the end of the day, you should feel a sense of satisfaction for all the things you were able to complete on your to-do list. And who would enjoy feeling satisfied? I hope everybody would. So, what are some of the benefits of having a to-do list? Let's dive in. One is that it helps you to organize and prioritize your day. You have structure and you will list what you need to do in order of importance. Now, you can list your tasks according to importance or list them randomly. And honestly, I like to list my items randomly. It doesn't matter. As long as I have it on my list, my goal is to get it done. But for some people, they have to list it according to a order of importance, like 1, 2, 3, you know, what they perceive as what they need to do first, second, and third. So whatever works for you is completely up to you. You can list it in order of importance or randomly. Also, you feel productive. That's another benefit. You know, there's no time for wasting time. Spend less time goofing off and procrastinating is definitely a benefit of having a to-do list. You want to feel like you've had a worthwhile day. So basically, you're getting stuff done. And being productive is just a worthwhile feeling. And so you want to feel like you didn't waste any time during your day, but you were able to make the most out of your day. So once again, having a to-do list will enable you to feel productive, especially when you're accomplishing what you have on your list. Another benefit is you form a new habit. You will form a new habit that will enable you to get things done. And also you move forward with accomplishing your personal and professional goals and dreams. I remember years ago when I started doing my to-do list, and of course I was consistent, there were so many things and goals and dreams that I accomplished and started business and so forth and achieved different awards, all because I maintained a to-do list. And that was just one of the foundational things I did along with additional things. But a to-do list can definitely take you far beyond where you are today. All you need to do is just do it. Another benefit is it helps you to delegate. So let's say if you are a parent and you have a child or children, and if you create a to-do list or a household chores to-do list, this will enable you to delegate certain tasks to your child or children. If you are a business owner, having a to-do list will help you to delegate certain assignments to your employees. And if you are a leader of a group, you will be able to delegate tasks to your team members. So as you can see, having a to-do list can definitely help you delegate tasks to others. Also, having a to-do list helps you alleviate stress and anxiety and that feeling of being overwhelmed, because feeling overwhelmed is not a good feeling at all. It really is. It just poses a lot of tension on your body that you don't need. So having a to-do list can help you begin to feel energized. You know, you may have a feeling of a positive outlook for the day. You feel a little happier, excited, and focused. And even you may hear other people say, you seem a little bit more pleasant today. So there are many, many, many benefits of having a to-do list. And of course, if you've ever maintained a to-do list, I'm sure you can add other benefits along with what I've already shared. Now, how to create a to-do list? Once again, keep it simple. You need to decide if you want to create your to-do list the night before or the morning of. That's important. Some people like to prepare for the next day, the evening, or the night before. And that's perfectly okay, whatever works for you. And some people like to do it the morning of. Now, if you decide that you want to create your to-do list the morning of, please be sure to wake up early. Get up early so that you're not rushing. Because if you start feeling like you're rushing, now you're feeling the pressure. Now you forget to do your to-do list and you just feel overwhelmed and stressed out. That's not the way you want to start your day. So be sure that you set your alarm clock to wake you up early so that you will have enough time to sit down and decide what it is that you want to accomplish for the day. You can write down your list on a notepad, in a journal book, on your electronic tablet, or whatever to-do list apps you want to use. So whatever works for you, just keep it simple. I like to write it down sometimes, actually most of the time, rather than use a tablet, because the constant tapping my finger on the glass, if you're not careful, over time you may have this, you know, sensation that's uncomfortable in the tips of your fingers. So give your fingertips a rest and pick up a pen and pencil, or pencil and a tablet, and use your fingers and hands to write things down, and that will, you know, should help alleviate some of that discomfort. So just keep that in mind. I don't think a lot of people realize that, because we are creatures of habits and we just tap, tap, tap all day long. But then if you start feeling like your fingers feel weird, just give them a break and pick up the pen and pencil if you can, depending on what it is that you're doing, and simply write. Now, if you're just getting started with using the to-do list method, start small and simple. Don't complicate it. Don't overwhelm yourself. Just list a few tasks you need, should, or want to do for the day. And as you develop the habit of keeping a to-do list, feel free to expand and add more things. It's not just about having a list, but actually getting things done. So don't overcommit on your to-do list. You know, like I said before, keep it simple. As you start small, you're more encouraged to continue this process until it becomes a habit. But if you list 20 things on your list, it may overwhelm you, and eventually you may not do anything on your list. So start small, maybe list 2, 3, 4, 5 things. And then as you are seeing the progress by doing that, eventually you'll be able to add more things and get those things accomplished as well. Now, once you have completed a task, you can do one of the following. You can draw a line through it. You can mark an X through it. You can place a check mark in front of the, you know, whatever the task is that you have written down. Or you can write the word done. I like to mix a few of these to, you know, like draw a line through the task and then write done. Sometimes I'll place a check mark. So it's completely up to you. But once again, don't get caught up in the method. Keep it simple. Some people may check off what they have accomplished after they have achieved that particular task. Some people might want to wait to the end of the day. I would encourage you to check off as you accomplish the task, because when you periodically look back at your to-do list, it gives you a sense of satisfaction that you're making progress and that you're being productive, versus if you wait to the end of the day and let's say you're periodically looking at your task during the day, it may look like you're not getting anything done and you're not becoming cognizant of what you have accomplished. So I would encourage you to check off as you accomplish the task. And then at the end of the day, review your to-do list and take a moment to express gratitude for what you were able to accomplish for the day. You know, sometimes we look for others to give us accolades for what we have accomplished, but no, thank yourself. This reminds me of something that I saw on YouTube. It was Snoop Dogg. He's a rapper and he does some other wonderful things that, you know, many of you may not be aware of. But anyhow, he received his star in Hollywood. So if you go to Hollywood, you'll see Snoop Dogg on the ground. His name is, you know, on the ground with a star. And he was talking about all of the things that, you know, the various people, he was giving accolades to those who assisted him along the way and those who have helped him throughout his years. He thanked God, but he also thanked himself. He said, I want to thank me. And when I heard that, that just did something inside of me. How often do you thank yourself? Now, thanking yourself is not being selfish. And I'm not saying doing in a conceited way. No, no, no. That's not the mindset you want to have. But you want to be in a position of knowing how to thank yourself for what you have accomplished. You've worked hard. You made it happen. Of course, you know, for those of you who are spiritual, you know, thank God for what God has allowed you to do. And also thank yourself. And that's what I do. I thank myself for doing this podcast. I thank myself for accomplishing the other goals that I established on yesterday and so forth. And so get in the habit of thanking yourself, because, you know, sometimes you may do things and no one may give you accolades. Don't become dependent on other people to give you accolades. Start developing a habit, and this is part of self-care. Develop a healthy habit of thanking yourself. Speak good to yourself. Speak kind to yourself. Love yourself. Nurture yourself every day. And don't forget to thank yourself for all that you have accomplished. And even for the things that maybe you did not achieve it, but you made an attempt to do it. Maybe you did not succeed at it, but give thanks for whatever you have attempted to do and have accomplished to do. So give thanks to yourself. And if there's anything that you have remaining on your list that you did not achieve for the day, be sure to, you know, if it's still important to you and if it's something that you want to accomplish, feel free to reschedule it or add it to tomorrow's list. So before I end, I want to encourage you to create your to-do list and go ahead, make it a 21-day challenge. All you have to do is do it. So let me explain to you the process. We're going to keep it short and simple. Get your notepad, your journal book, or, you know, whatever app you want to use on your electronic device. And then decide if you want to create your to-do list the evening before or the night before or the morning of. And remember, if you do it the morning of, be sure you set your alarm clock to wake you up early so you will have time to sit down and focus on what you need to accomplish for the day or want to accomplish for the day. And then after you have created your list, go ahead and pray over it, is what I do, and you know, achieve the things that you need to achieve. And then as you make accomplishments, mark through them, put a check, line through it, write done, whatever you need to do. And then at the end of the day, review your list and give thanks for what you have been able to accomplish. It's just that simple. Do it for 21 days, and I guarantee that you will see a difference, a positive difference in your life. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to share it with others. Feel free to write a positive review as to how this message has enriched your life. And I'm here really as a beacon of light shining in areas where we sometimes feel stuck and just need a little hope and encouragement to get unstuck. So go ahead, join the 21-day challenge, and let's see what positive changes you have noticed in your life. Until next time, remember, you do matter. Be blessed.